Hello.
Hi Joyce, it's Rugmin from Family First. How you doing?
I'm good, Rodney. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you for asking, ma'am. Yeah, I was just checking some things, because you're almost ready to go to start with Mr. Edward. I heard by Erin that you were available to do the morning shifts, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's define this, because I know that the grandsons will be ready soon, but not now, so you will be starting first. As we discussed last time, Mr. Galloway is approved for 75 hours a week. So I'm not sure how you will be organizing yourself to do all of them by now, or I don't know, how would you project it?
Well, that's a good question. I will be doing all of them until they get on board, because he definitely needs the help.
Okay.
They will be helping me, but I will be doing it.
Okay. And okay, so first let's address this part and then we address another one. Okay, so what schedule works out for you to take this 75 hours? At least like the minimum practical thing you need to have in mind is that you cannot do more than 16 hours straight on a day. Okay, that's like the only rule.
Well,
But
thank God, because I don't plan on doing it.
yeah,
But
it's
what
just like the
about,
only thing.
right, so how about I do 10 hours a day, 10 and a half, 10, 10 hours a day, that's 70 hours.
Okay, so 70 hours. So I don't know. Maybe if we put you 11 Monday to Friday, 11 hours.
Okay, that okay.
Okay, so from which time to which time works better for you?
So let's see. I usually start at 8 because I come here at 8 and fix them breakfast. So
Okay, I'm
eight
taking
to
the.
seven.
Sure, yeah, it works good. It works good. 8 to 7,
Okay.
and on the weekends will be 8 to 6.
Yes.
Okay, I'm taking those. 8 to 7, 1 to 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, now, let's suppose that next week, both of the grandsons are ready to work. How will you split the hours?
I would have to talk to them, but it would be, let's see. So let's see. We would probably do 8 hours each shift. Let's see what that comes out to.
I used to have a, I mean, maybe as a reference, the previous caregivers, they divided themselves. The first one in the morning used to do 45, and the one in the afternoons.
45.
Correct. The one in the morning, I mean, it's just as a reference, I'm telling you, it's just like,
What do
just
you mean 45? Oh, the
45
person
hours
in
a
the
week.
morning did 45 hours?
Yeah, just as a reference. I mean, you guys are free to divide
Okay.
them as you want, but like, I'm just like giving you some
Okay.
structure. The
Okay.
other one used to do the remaining 30, if I'm not, yeah, 45 and 30. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we can work with that. But again, I'll have to check with them. I do know that I'll be doing mornings, but who will be doing afternoons and what shifts, I'm not sure. Now, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Let's say I'm supposed to work on Tuesday, and something comes up and I can't. One of them can work that day, correct? They just find in and out?
Yeah, that's correct. You got to let me know at least by a text or something so I can add them
okay.
on shift.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, so now, by now, I'm taking the idea that you will be doing the 45 and they will be, like, splitting the other 15 and 15 by now. It's just for us to settle down, like, what we could offer as a rate, because you know that there are overtime hours implied by now. So, like, it's just to have as a reference. Tamiri will let you know how it will be getting, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we'll get back to you. I mean, I have to get back to you to explain, like, what's the clocking process and everything, okay? But, I mean, just as
okay.
a reference for you to know.
Okay.
All right, Joyce. Thank you for taking my call. You have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bad. He's just checking them to make sure that...